Lorcana, Attack of the Vine. Illumineers Trove versus Booster Box. What to actually buy? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. For Disney Lorcana's Attack of the Vine, the Booster Box is the pack value play and the Illumineers Trove is the accessories play, and the numbers make the choice for you. There are no traditional starter decks for this set, the first since launch to skip them. A starter product arrives September 4, so new players start with the Trove or the pre-release kit. Aggregated pull data from 230 open packs shows roughly one enchanted per 1-2 boxes with brutal variants, and the two new iconic rarity cards are lottery tickets. Competitive players should buy their playables as singles 2-3 weeks after release, exactly as the market settles. A student asked me last week, which Attack of the Vine product wins? I put two objects on the table and let them answer their own question. Divide, and the lesson teaches itself. The Trove sells you packs at a premium and equipment at a discount. The box sells you packs at the floor and nothing you didn't ask for. Neither is wrong. They are answers to different questions. The set itself deserves the attention it's getting. Attack of the Vine is the largest mainland Lorcana set to date, 207 cards, plus 38 higher rarity chases, including 18 enchanted and the two new iconics. And it brings Monsters, Inc. into the Inkverse alongside a genuinely clever rules wrinkle or two. Coming off a poorly received reprint-heavy set, reviewers are calling this one a return to form, and having drilled with it since pre-release weekend, I agree. So let us do what we always do at this table. Slow down, count what is actually in each box, and let arithmetic, not the product wall, decide where your money goes. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Attack of the Vine product should you buy? Match the product to your question, and every price on the shelf becomes reasonable. If your question is, how do I open the most cards for my money? The Booster Box, without hesitation. It doesn't come with extras because it isn't for people who need extras. If your question is, how do I start playing Lorcana with this set? The Trove, and this matters more than usual because Attack of the Vine ships with no traditional starter decks. If your question is, how do I get the exact cards for my deck? Neither. Buy singles in mid-August when open supply settles prices. The aggregated pull data makes this unambiguous and we look at it properly below. One box plus singles for the enthusiast, one Trove for the newcomer or the gift, singles alone for the competitor. That is the whole map. What is Attack of the Vine and why is the set itself worth the fuss? The essentials, verified against Ravensburger's official pages and the distributor sheet. Attack of the Vine is Lorcana's 13th mainline set, pre-release July 17, wide release July 24, 2026. It is the largest base set the game has printed, 207 main set cards, up from the standard 204, plus 38 chase cards above them, 18 borderless full art epics, 18 enchanteds, and two of the new top tier iconics, for 245 total. Thematically, it's the summer blockbuster. An out-of-control vine corrupting the Inkverse with Monsters, Inc. Debuting as the marquee franchise, Sully, Mike, and Boo get genuinely lovely cards alongside vine-twisted, vinyling versions of familiar characters. Mechanically, there are two wrinkles worth knowing before you buy. New shift variants, including temporary shift, reward players who already own shift-heavy collections rather than obsoleting them. And the new honey classification, keyed to Christopher Robin, breaks Lorcana's 2-ink deck-building rule for the first time since launch. The most significant deck-building change the game has made, and the thing your table will argue about in the best way. Sentiment context matters for buyers too. This set follows a reprint-heavy predecessor that the community received badly, and Attack of the Vine is being widely called the redemption arc, strong theme, strong art, real innovation. Demand is accordingly real. So is supply. Ravensburger prints its mainland sets deep, which is why patience keeps winning this game's markets. The Trove versus the Booster Box. The actual arithmetic put the two products through the same equation and the marketing evaporates. Both framings are true. Which one applies depends entirely on whether you would ever have bought the kit. If the storage box goes in a closet, you paid the premium. If it organizes your collection for the next three sets and the Trove boxes genuinely do, you got the discount. That's the whole disagreement between the Trove is great value and Trove is a trap camps resolved, they're pricing different components. The unambiguous part, nobody opening for cards per dollar should buy Troves in multiples. One Trove for the kit, boxes for the volume, and the equation stays on your side. Wait, there are no starter decks this set. Correct, and half the buying threads still haven't absorbed it. Attack of the Vine ships with no traditional starter decks. The first mainland Lorcana set since launch to skip them. What fills the role, in order of fit? The Illumineer's Trove is the honest answer for a new player, packs to open, boxes to store, dice to count lore, and the player aid to learn from. My teaching take, having walked three new players into Lorcana this month. The missing starters matter less than the forum's fear. A Trove plus one evening with the player aid produces a functioning player. The September product will onboard the holiday wave. What you should not do is let a marketplace seller charge you starter deck prices for repackaged boosters, for beginners. If the box doesn't say Ravensburger made it a starting product, it isn't one. The pull rates, from 230 actually opened packs numbers first, sourced from TCG Talk's aggregation of 230 open packs, 9 booster boxes, a Trove, and a pre-release kit, pooled from multiple content creators. Small sample, honest sample, treated as a compass, not a scale. The steady tiers, legendaries and the new borderless epics arrived on a reliable cadence, a few per box, consistent across openings. This is where the set's everyday deck value lives, and it's why ordinary boxes feel satisfying to open even when the lottery doesn't hit. The variance tier. Enchanted. The aggregate works out to roughly one enchanted per box and a bit, but the reports disagree by a factor of three depending on source. From about 1 per 2 boxes to 1 per box, and individual boxes ran from 0 to 2. The rule I teach, never buy a single box for the guaranteed enchanted. There is no guarantee, there is an average with a temper. The lottery tier, the two iconics. 0 were pulled in all 230 packs, the rate estimate, perhaps 1 per case, is extrapolation from silence. You do not open packs to find an iconic. You sell the idea to yourself and buy the card as a single if you truly want it. What this means for money. Sealed is for fun and steady mid-tier value. Every specific card you need is cheaper as a single once release week supply floods in, historically 2 to 3 weeks out. Which buyer are you? The honest map, segment by segment, every reputable breakdown of this set lands on nearly identical advice, which tells you it's simply correct. Here it is, compressed and priced. It is the set's starter product in everything but name, packs, storage, dice, learning aid. Do not buy a booster box first. Volume without direction teaches nothing. If you also want the storage kit, add one Trove, the combination covers every need this set has. The competitive player, singles, almost exclusively, purchased in mid-August when the market settles. The set's real deck builders, the shift enablers, the honey package, the playable vinylings will cost less as targeted purchases than any amount of sealed gambling. And tournament data will tell you which ones matter before the meta hardens. The collector. This is the only profile with an iconic problem, and the answer is unromantic, set a price alert and buy the single. Two cards, case level scarcity, four-figure precedence. The packs are not your path. The gift giver. The Trove, every time. It looks spectacular, it contains its own storage, and the recipient needs nothing else on day one. This is genuinely what the product is for. The sensei's timing rules, when to buy what sequence matters as much as selection. Three timing principles for this set, learned from 12 prior Lorcana releases. There is no scarcity clock on Attack of the Vine boosters, only a patience test. Second, singles bottom out 2 to 3 weeks after release, when the content creator boxes and release week rips have all been listed. For this set, that window is early to mid-August 2026. Deck builders buying in that window routinely pay half of release weekend prices for the same cards. Third, event products expire. The pre-release kit is the one Attack of the Vine product that will not be reprinted. If you want one for the exclusives, near retail now beats collector market later. Everything else on the wall can wait for your convenience. And the meta rule above all three, decide your budget before you enter the store in dollars written down. The wall is designed by professionals. Your arithmetic has to be done before you meet it. Final verdict. Here is where the arithmetic leaves us, and it leaves us somewhere calm. Attack of the Vine is the best Lorcana set in recent memory, biggest base set, real innovation, a franchise debut done with love, and its product wall resolves into one sentence. The box is the value, the trove is the kit, the singles are the deck. Buy one trove if you're new or gifting, one box if the ritual calls you, and your actual playables in mid-August when the market exhales. Refuse markup everywhere except the one place it's honest, the unrepeatable pre-release kit, and let the iconics be someone else's lottery. The Vine grabs characters, not budgets. Keep yours. Frequently asked questions. Should I buy the Attack of the Vine Illumineers trove or a booster box? Nobody credible claims the trove beats the box on cards per dollar. Its case is the accessories and the day one completeness. One trove for the kit, boxes for volume. Are there starter decks for Lorcana Attack of the Vine? No, it's the first mainland Lorcana set since launch to ship without traditional starter decks. Ignore marketplace listings selling repackaged boosters as starters. What are the Attack of the Vine pull rates? From TC, GTOC's aggregation of 230 opened packs. Legendaries and the new Borderless Epics arrive at a steady few per box. Enchanted's average roughly one per box and a bit, but with brutal variants, sources disagree threefold, and individual boxes ran 0-2. And the two iconics went unpulled in the entire sample. The one per case figure is an estimate from zero observations. Is the Illumineers trove worth it this set? It's also the set's de facto starter product and its best gift. What are the iconic cards in Attack of the Vine, and can I pull one? In 230 tracked packs, zero were pulled. Scarcity appears to be case level. If you want an iconic, set a price alert and buy the single. Opening packs to find one is a lottery narrative, not a plan. How big is Attack of the Vine? The largest mainland Lorcana set to date. 207 main set cards, the standard had been 204, plus 38 higher rarity cards, 18 epic, 18 enchanted, 2 iconic, for 245 total. What are vinylings? A new classification of vine-corrupted versions of known characters aligned with the set's antagonist vine. They're flavorful, they synergize with the set's shift themes, and early testing looks promising. But the honest competitive answer is, wait for tournament data before building around them. What does the new Honey classification do? Via Christopher Robin, the Honey package breaks Lorcana's two-ink deck-building rule for the first time since launch, the most significant deck-building change in the game's history. Too early to call it competitively dominant, not too early to call it the set's most interesting design decision. Should competitive Lorcana players buy sealed or singles? Singles, time to the post-release dip. 2 to 3 weeks after the July 24 release, early to mid-August 2026. Open supply floods the market and playables routinely cost half of release weekend prices. Sealed is for the experience and the mid-tier spine. Decks are built with targeted purchases. Will Attack of the Vine sell out? Should I panic buy? Number the single exception is the pre-release kit, a limited event product that will not return. Is Attack of the Vine a good set to start playing Lorcana with? Genuinely yes, the best received set in a while, a beloved new franchise in Monsters, Inc., and a self-contained on-ramp in the trove. When did Attack of the Vine release? Pre-release events ran July 17, 2026 at local game stores, with wide retail release July 24, 2026. it's Lorcana's 13th mainline set and the Illumineers Quest cooperative product for the set, The Great Honey Rescue, follows October 1, 2026.